I've entitled my homily this morning, Countering the Demon Asmodeus. Countering the Demon Asmodeus. Well, looking out amongst those of you who are here and perhaps many who are watching via the live stream, we're about the same age. And we know that we are the church militant. To live a lifetime for Christ in a world like this is profoundly challenging because we are in a battle. We are engaged in a war. And in that beautiful reading from the book of Tobit, we see this expressed in a particular way. I entitled my homily, Countering the Demon Asmodeus. Let me read this text that if you were at Mass yesterday, you would have heard this. But just to remind you, it goes as follows, that this woman, Sarah, had been married to seven men. And at the point when they were consummating the marriage, when the man went into her, literally, he died. And listen to what the text says in chapter 2. She had been given to seven husbands, and the evil demon Asmodeus had slain each of them before he had been with her as his wife. Asmodeus is the demon of lust. Asmodeus is the demon of lust. Now, with that in mind, listen to the end of today's reading from Tobit. And this is Tobit's son, Tobias, who is speaking. I now am taking this kinswoman of mine, not because of lust, but because of sincerity. How do we counter the demon Asmodeus? By learning to live the lives of true sincerity. Now imagine if you were Tobias and Raguel had sat down with you and was offering you a glass of wine and said, there's something I need to tell you about your wife-to-be. She's been married seven times, and on the wedding night, each time, the husband was slain. What would you do? You might say, thanks very much. The angel Raphael and I were going to go the other way, but he doesn't do this. Why? Because Tobias is a man of sincerity. He knows that because of what it says in the law of Moses, that he is the next of kin to Sarah. And according to the law, it is his duty and his obligation to marry her. And so he doesn't allow whatever fear that might be in his heart, although we don't see that indicated in the text, to dictate what he's going to do. Rather, out of that relationship that he has with the Lord, it allows him to see that the relationship that he can have with Sarah can lead to a different future. Now, we don't have this in the text, but it's helpful to know this, that Raguel is not too sure that things are going to go all that well. So after Sarah and Tobias go into the wedding chamber, Raguel says to his servants, you better dig a grave because the same fate is probably going to happen to Tobias. And then he says to the maid of Sarah, can you go in and check on them to make sure that he, Tobias, is okay? And the maid goes in and says, yes, they're both sleeping soundly. And so Raguel says to the servants, cover up the grave, we're not going to need it. But in a world like this, so often it seems that evil wins. In a world like this, to be the church militant seems that we don't have the weapons needed in order to counter Asmodeus and the demon of lust. Because the demon of lust is so powerful. The demon of lust just seems to be so pervasive. And I'm not just talking about sexual lust. I'm talking about the lust for power. Today is the feast day of St. Charles Lwanga, who was martyred for his faith the day before he was to be baptized. The king was a king by the name of King Mwanga. This is Charles Lwanga. And the King Mwanga, although at first was sympathetic to the Catholics, was counseled by his top advisor, you better not do this. Because if you allow that Catholic thing to get too much influence in our kingdom, they're not going to want to go and to rampage and to pillage and to do all the things that a king should do. In other words, they're not going to want to be under the demon Asmodeus. They're going to want to be under the Lord Jesus Christ. And so King Mwanga, listening to the counsel of his advisor, agrees. And he ends up killing Charles and 21 other young men. Oh, the other thing about this king is he loved to have homosexual relationships with as many men as he could. And Charles was considered to be the most handsome man in the kingdom. And he wanted to have sex with Charles, and Charles says, no, I will not allow you to do this. But for that, Charles ended up losing his life. My beloved brothers and sisters, it is a very challenging thing to live in this world. And the older I get, the more people's stories I'm privileged to hear, the more I hear of people suffering and pain, the ways in which their souls and their lives have been racked by so much suffering. There are times when I wonder, are we on the winning side? Are we on the winning side? Because the evidence at times sure doesn't seem to suggest that. But here's the beautiful thing that we look at in a passage like this text from the book of Tobit. The angel Raphael disguises himself as a man. And the name Raphael means the God who heals. But you'll notice that when Tobias was referring to him, he didn't call him Raphael, he called him Azariah. Azariah means the God who accompanies. And that's quite beautiful, isn't it? To think that God is the God who ultimately will heal, but the time frame in which that happens seems to be so different from what we want or what we see. And so as we continue on this earthly journey, he is Azariah. He is the God who accompanies. And we see this embodied so beautifully at the end of that passage where Tobias and Sarah pray together. And that beautiful promise that Tobias makes to Sarah. Imagine how Sarah must have felt. Absolutely defeated, discouraged, fearful. What must she have felt when she tried to go to sleep that night? But before going to sleep, Tobias realized, I need to reassure her. And so those beautiful words where he says in prayer, I now am taking this kinswoman of mine, not because of lust, but because of sincerity. Grant that she and I may find mercy and that we may grow old together. That's Azariah. That's the God who accompanies us. That they would grow old together. The older I get, the more questions I have. The older I get, the weaker I feel in myself. But the older I get, the more I look to the examples of a Tobias, a Charles Lwanga, and the teaching of Jesus, who summarizes the whole of the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, particularly Deuteronomy and Leviticus, that says the only way we can counter and defeat the demon Asmodeus is by daily desiring to grow in our love for God. And perhaps even more importantly, to believe that God loves us. Because I often doubt if God loves me. I'm being absolutely honest with you. Because the battle is so exhausting. And the fight is so daunting. But that's why we need one another, and that's why we need the community of faith. Because left to ourselves, we would be defeated. But with God, with Jesus, we can continue to say, God, I know you love me, even if I don't feel it. This is the truth. And in my faltering way, I want to continue to grow in trying to love you. And then in turn, help me to embody in how I live with other people that quality of true love, that quality that says, I will love my neighbor, not out of lust, but out of sincerity. This is the only way to be engaged in this battle. And the triumph is not going to be in this world. The triumph will only be in heaven, where we will be in love. We will be with love. There will be no lust. It will just be sincerity and truth. I want to encourage you in your faith And I want to encourage myself in my faith too. May we be a people who take seriously that evil is very, very real. But the power of love, the power of community, is the only way that this evil can be defeated. St. Charles Lwanga died knowing this truth. May we be inspired by his example and these young men from Uganda. St. Charles Lwanga, pray for us.